And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight the couple who's both artists in their own way, Connie Castle, who has an exhibit coming up, and George Castle. And they're going to tell us all about that coming up at Lebesnik's, I think, Nipsco Small Gallery. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hi.
Thanks very much for having us.
Aloha, both of you.
Well, Connie, we'll start with you. Talk about your exhibit, what you have, like whether it's new work, some of the other stuff, what's retrospective, and when it's running.
Okay, well, I'll be there in the month of September, opening on first Friday in September. I'm calling the exhibit The Search for Joy and Escape. And the whole thing is influenced by the pandemic, because not only did the pandemic come in about January, February of 2020, but I also received a serious illness diagnosis at the time. So it was kind of a downer year. And I start scraping around trying to find a way to be happy. So I started looking back at memories, and the media, the way I have done the paintings is they all have a figure in them, and then they all have some sort of background in it that has large geometric shapes. And the figures are almost all done in charcoal, and the background is all done in painting. And charcoal is notorious for being easily smudged, easily wiped out, fairly easily erased. And I think it's kind of a metaphor for, you know, after spending a year of never knowing whether you're going to see people again or whether you're going to survive. I think the charcoal kind is a metaphor for me and all of humanity being erased so easily while the rest of the world, the background, nature, whatever.
Connie, is the figure you in the paintings, or?
No, it's often a young woman. So in a way, I think it is kind of a self-portrait. Not that I'm a young woman, but probably who I wished I was. And I think some of it is a mix of my mother, because they often have dark hair, and sometimes my daughter. But I do, I do frequently use a female subject. So the first one I did was called Twirl, and it was based on a memory of me swinging my granddaughter around. We were standing in the lake, you know, like ankle deep water, and I was swinging her around, twirling her around, and it was so much fun. Now she's in her 20s, you know, and it was when she was like three, but it was a happy time, and it was kind of my way of escaping to that. And then one of the fireworks, that's one of the nice things about Long Beach is they have this wonderful fireworks on the 4th of July, and walking the dog, and, you know, just things like that. It was my way of trying to escape for a while into a painting where there was joy when there was all this bad news going on and unknown things, you know, that you never experienced before.
Has COVID impacted you otherwise? I mean, you know, it's getting out, and now that it's, well, we're coming out of it, then maybe going back in the Delta. How's that influenced you?
Yeah, as we began to get together again, it was almost like I'd already grieved for losing everybody. And so when we got back together again, it was kind of like, oh, you are here after all. A terrible attitude, but, you know, it's surprising how emotional it was during 2020, and it hasn't been so much so this year. I guess maybe as time passes, you realize there's more hope, and maybe things aren't going to be as bad as you think they are. The paintings are all done on wood, a wood stretcher, you know, so it has a framework behind it, and then the wood. And they're about 30 by 40, so they're not small. And then the paint that I use is acrylic, so it's the charcoal drawing and then the acrylic paint.
What is the palette like?
Seems to be a lot of blues and violets and gold or yellows. I think blue and orange are kind of my favorite colors, and they're so rich. And the figures will be like, and they'll be in front of a large oval shape or a large circle shape, and maybe there'll be a couple of circle shapes and one that encompasses, for instance, in Twirl, someone told me that it looked like a mother trying to pull a child back who had died. They identified with it because they'd lost two grandchildren to some disease. And like they were trying to pull the child back. And the circles almost represented those layers of their consciousness or knowing one another overlapping. So it's kind of more of a a shape that represents a thought process or an emotional content, maybe, rather than, hills or valleys or something like that. Always look like they're in the evening, though, and I don't know what that means. I haven't figured that one out.
Real quick, George, we only have about 15 seconds. Tell us about your exhibit coming up there.
Hey, my exhibit is photography, black and white photography, focusing on high key photography. So that's mostly light tones. It's landscape shots of the dunes. It's called Radiant. It's showing the radiant properties that I see in the dunes rather than kind of dark shadows that a lot of people show in their black and white.
Very good. Well, real quick here, it's Connie Castle. It'll be September 3rd through the 30th. Search for Joy and Escape. And George Castle, October 1st through the 31st at the Nipsco Small Gallery at Lebesnik. Thank you for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.